Middays with Mannix and Mannix.
I was going to listen to that, but then I just carried on living my life.
With Jeff Mannix.
What kind of bear is best? Black bear.
And Taylor Mannix.
I'm a Tony Romo fan and he retired, so now I bleed green. Go Birds!
Call 207-775-2217 or 1-866-811-9505.
Phone is ringing. Oh my God.
Every single thing that every fan does at home or at the stadium makes a direct impact in the game.
It's about to get all stupid up in here!
Middays with Mannix and Mannix begins now. Here's Jeff and Taylor.
The weather outside is weather.
It's called Two Brothers. Two Brothers. It's just called Two Brothers.
You're Larry Bird.
Good afternoon! And welcome to our lunch hour here on Middays with Mannix and Mannix. It's presented by Heidi's Brooklyn Deli in South Portland and Auburn. Order now on Uber Eats, Grubhub, and DoorDash. Heidi's Brooklyn Deli, a labor of love since 1994. We will get back to your phone calls later on this hour. But up first, the Sanford Mainers NECBL season is underway. They are six games into their campaign, an off day today before they face off with their big rivals, the Keene Swamp Bats, tomorrow at Goodall Park in Sanford. Here to join us to talk all about his team. Once again, we are very happy to have him back. The manager of the Sanford Mainers, Nick Lopps, joins us once again. Nick, great to hear your voice again. I know you were here last week while I was gone, but great to have you back on the show again for another summer. How are you, buddy?
No, thanks a lot, Jeff. No, happy to be here and join you guys. Love what you do, so happy to be part of it and talk some baseball during the summertime.
For sure, and as we mentioned, that season is now underway for you guys. Six games into the season, 4-2 so far to start things off, and a little bit of an offensive explosion last night against the Upper Valley Nighthawks, a 12-4 victory. So clearly some things going right here at the start of the year.
Yeah, off to a good start for sure. And sort of foreign territory for me. Been pretty notorious for starting seasons in Sanford pretty slow. Nothing I'm too proud of, but we've always found a way to kind of pick it up. So this is nice to get off to a good start, but just understanding it's baseball and things can change quickly. So we still have to stay focused, disciplined, and keep doing all the right things. But it's certainly nice to get a few notches there in the win column. And we've played three home games and three away games so far. We're 3-0, undefeated on the road, so I like that. Especially since a couple of those games, we had an early bus this past Sunday to North Adams. That's a really long trek and not an easy place to go up and win a ball game after you've been on a bus all day. So I was proud of the toughness my guys showed there. And then Tuesday morning, after a tough one against Keene past Monday, we had a 7 a.m. bus the next day down to Fraser Field in Lynn, Massachusetts, had to play an 11 a.m. tilt against the Navigators, and the guys showed up hungry and ready to fight. So I love what I'm seeing from this group. They're a group of ball players that are here to play baseball in the summer, not summer baseball. And I love what I'm seeing so far from the group.
Yeah, and it seemed like everyone contributed offensively yesterday. How encouraging is it to see that depth starting to show up just six games into the season?
It's certainly nice, and I think our lineup, like you said, everybody's having a contribution. And it's the type of lineup where we have a lot of speed at the top and the bottom of the order and then some good thump there in the middle. So I really like the makeup of this roster.
Yeah, I don't blame you at all for that here. And with the start to the season, obviously a lot of guys off to really good starts, but specifically a guy who's doing great at the dish is Nick Zamperin so far. 375 to start the year, four runs driven in at this point. Certainly your best hitter by average anyway. Tell us a little bit about him and what you've seen from him here through these first six.
Yeah, Zamp is a stud. He's a Long Island boy. He's a Stony Brook boy. He was a leadoff hitter majority of the season for Stony Brook. Had a great campaign for them, hit around 360, and was a spark plug in their lineup. And now he's certainly just stepped right in and become the one in ours. He's led off every game for me, finding a way on base. Like you said, high average, coming up with some clutch hits, and he's just tough as nails. Kid runs like the wind, too, so when he gets on base, watch out, because he's ready to move, and he plays the game hard. So love having a guy like Samp on the team to get us started each night.
Yeah, and I know the start last night, speaking of that, was a little bit delayed. I saw that credit to your great and brilliant writer, Cole Purvis, who I know is a good friend of this show, yeah. Who's working with you guys this year, had an incredible write-up there last night, which I read this morning. And I noticed you guys had that delay. But with that rain delay, and obviously with it raining a little bit into the start of that game, maybe some sloppy conditions, how impressed were you with your team's ability to stay focused and not let those elements affect them last night? And also, did the wet conditions create any unique challenges defensively or on the base paths for you guys?
I don't think the conditions, it wasn't a super heavy rain before the game. It was more so precautionary. So the playing surface, there wasn't anything out of the ordinary, anything playing funky. But we have three staples we're preaching with this group this summer, and those are freshness. I want us to be the most fresh team in the entire NECBL. We got to prioritize our rest and recovery to do that. The second staple would be mental toughness. I want to be the most mentally tough team in the entire league. And then I want to have the most fight in the whole league. That would be our third staple. And they showed me a ton of mental toughness this past week with a couple long road trips, early mornings. So that's the biggest thing. In baseball, you can easily let the outside factors just get into your brain and start, you know, getting the wheels spinning. And you heard it, it's an old cliche, but, you know, couldn't control the controllables. And I think my guys did that. There was no moaning or whining from them about, you know, are we going to get this game in? Can we just go home? I've seen that in the past where you wonder if you guys even want to be there. And we were just waiting for first pitch and slow start, but finally got our first home run thanks to Nader Walker. And that was a big swing last night to set the tone.
Yeah.
So I think the staples, the guys are following them. I just hope they keep themselves fresh, mentally tough, and we have a lot of fight.
Yeah, absolutely. And with, as you mentioned, that being the first home run of the season, I'm sure that kind of lifted a little bit of a weight off of guys' shoulders. Sure, it's only one guy, but it's still, everybody gets excited for home runs. And once one person hits one, usually more start.
Yeah, that's what a lot of the returners were saying as well last night, Jeff, too. You know, once the first one happens, hopefully the floodgates open and guys see that, you know, there's nothing to be afraid of with losing one and trotting around the bases.
Well, what stood out to you a little about Michael Branshaw and the way that the rest of the bullpen attacked their hitters? I know he gets credited with the win, but you also had three other guys who went out there and battled well, especially Samuel Young, who despite walking two guys was able to get five strikeouts in two innings, Coach. So it looked like the bullpen and Michael Branshaw included did pretty well for you guys. Tell me a little bit about them. And also, six games in, are you starting to get a better idea of the roles these guys are all going to fill on the mound?
Yeah, good one. I love this pitching staff. Aaron Isaac, he hooked us up with some good arms this summer. And arms are always a mystery. You never know. Sometimes on paper they look really appealing, and then it doesn't quite pan out. I've learned in the past few years to not psychoanalyze these guys' springs, because I've seen players come in after having a really rough spring, and they're lights out in the summertime, or vice versa. So really, like you said, it's just kind of seeing this first week or two of the season start to establish and develop some roles. And we're on our way to doing that. Colton Lawrence is my pitching coach. He's doing a great job with that group. And yeah, we're trying to really just figure out our starting rotation and what's going to be our best options there. And then as far as the bullpen goes, you know, you have your few back end guys that you really trust in those late inning tight game situations. Then there's going to be other guys that have to fill in those separation roles when you're down a lot or up a lot, eat up some innings. But we spread the wealth pretty well in Sanford. You know, we're not going to just rely on the same four or five bullpen arms all summer. Right. Especially in June, we're going to mix and match and let these guys, you know, compete, because I do believe that's a big part of summer baseball too.
Yeah, and certainly at the beginning of the year, obviously you're still probably trying to figure everybody out and how that process goes. But what are some of the things you do start to look for as you kind of slot guys into, you know, this I think is your role with this group as we go on?
Yeah, a lot goes into it, and those roles can certainly evolve. Josh Kopetsky was a great example of that last year, where he started out as the starting pitcher for us, didn't get off to the best start, moved him to the bullpen, and then by the end of the summer, after losing some arms and some good performances by him, he went back into the starting rotation and had that incredible scoreless inning streak. I think it was between 17 and 19 innings of scoreless ball in this league, which is no joke. So they got to stay mentally tough with it. I think the biggest thing with this group is going to be this summer. We were really light on position players to start off. And a couple little nagging injuries, nothing major, but there's been most of these games I'm going into with one game I went in with only 9 position players and another game only 10. Last night I had 3 position players on the bench and it felt like a luxury. But we still have a handful of guys that are late to report for different reasons, but all good. They've communicated well and they're going to start trickling in here in the next few days. So I think the guys that are here are playing a lot. And playing a lot more than I've been used to playing guys in June. Typically in June, there's a pretty good rotation where you get your off days, earn your role. That'll be different when the whole roster shows up because it's going to go from a lot of these guys playing every single day to, you know, maybe every other day or every third day. So that's going to be a challenge with this group. But as long as we just have clear and honest communication, everything should be smooth.
Yeah, and it's interesting because you mentioned, I believe it was Antonio Morales' first season debut yesterday, speaking to new guys, correct?
Yeah, and he's the one I'm really excited about. He played the Cape Cod League last summer. He was the All-Star Game MVP in the Cape, so really excited about what
he's
doing.
Yeah, he was impactful immediately last night for you.
Yeah, he showed up yesterday morning, so this is something Izzy did in the 7 years when he was the head coach. He kind of passed it down to me, is let guys settle in, get their feet wet. And that's what I did. I started him on the bench, just let him kind of mesh with the guys and do what we're all about. But it just came a situation in the game where I needed a runner, and he's the perfect guy for that. So got him in there.
Absolutely. Scored a run, man. You got to love that from a kid that can, as you mentioned, kind of come in the door in the morning and still find a way to impact winning within the same 24-hour window. So good first impression, I think, for fans as well. And looking ahead to Keene, I know there's got to be a little bit of redemption on your guys' mind from what happened the last time you guys played them. Do you like having a quick turnaround against a team that beat you, or would you rather maybe have some more time between the matchup? I mean, I'm interested in your opinion on that, because right now, I mean, they are the one team that kind of broke up the what could have been 4-game winning streak here for you guys.
Yeah, no, I'll be brutally honest. I say the quicker the better. I think that's one thing that I love so much about this league compared to, you know, the spring school ball season. A lot of times you lose a tough one in the spring at school and you got to sit around for 4 or 5 days till you play again. You don't have much time to feel sorry for yourself in this league. A lot of times less than 24 hours till you're going to see another first pitch again. So that's one thing I love about this league is just the quick turnarounds. And yeah, Keene's is a very good opponent. They're a loaded roster and they come ready to play, but we'll be ready as well.
Speaking with Nick Lopps, he is the head coach of the Sanford Mainers of the New England Collegiate Baseball League. Off day for them today before a 4-game homestand this weekend at Goodall Park in Sanford. And that, I suppose, is the next question I'll ask, because this is really, you had a Thursday and a Saturday home game earlier on, plus earlier on this week on Monday. Are you excited about being able to have a full weekend of baseball at Goodall, including a doubleheader on Sunday?
I am. It's nice for the guys, and it's going to help drive home our first staple, which is keeping ourselves fresh and really preach to these guys, take care of their bodies with proper nutrition and getting into the weight room. They're a diligent group, so I don't have many concerns, but we got to take care of ourselves, and a homestand will certainly help with that, you know.
Yeah, and it's interesting, Coach, because I know that for you guys, it's been 3 straight on the road. Is there a little extra confidence building with you guys because you have been able to play that well on the road? Obviously, you want to get these wins at Goodall, but, I mean, to get the wins on the road is a different kind of feeling, right? I mean, those are the ones that you grind out to get yourself in good position for later in the season. So is it, you think it's building a little extra confidence to get these wins away from Goodall, and you think that can transition and translate into wins this weekend at home?
No doubt. We're starting off showing a little bit of road warrior within ourselves, and I like that because it's tough to win a baseball game at any level, any division, especially in this league. So the ability to do that on the road, some tough travel days, is definitely a testament to these guys' toughness and ability to lock in and, you know, focus on the task at hand. That's one thing I was really shocked at last night in a pleasant way. From the first pitch of the game, got everybody in my bench. Nobody's hanging out down in the dugout, and they're just hanging on every single pitch. We had some professional at-bats last night, long at-bats, seeing a lot of pitches, and my guys stayed engaged. It was about a four-hour game, too, and there was no waiver in them. They were just locked in with one goal in mind, and that's pretty special, especially this early.
Yeah, certainly is at this point. And obviously we talk about, we've talked about Keene already, who is the next opponent, who always seems to be one of your big rivals in the North Division this year. But you've also got one of the top teams from the South Division, a traditional powerhouse in the Newport Gulls, coming in on Saturday. Obviously, maybe an important early season matchup there with that team, who is playing good baseball, but 3-2-1, probably not exactly where they want to be this early. What do you think about challenging yourselves against that great organization there in Newport?
They have year in, year out, usually pretty loaded. They are sort of the perennial powerhouse, I guess, if you'll say. They've won the most league championships in league history, and Mike Coombs, their skipper, he's been around forever. He's been in baseball longer than I've been alive. I got a lot of respect for him, but I love to compete with him. He's a fun guy to fight with, and I'm excited for that one on Saturday, but got to handle the Swamp Bats first tomorrow night. But yeah, it'll be a good test playing those guys. They're always a really talented ball club.
Well, and you guys do a great job, just like many of the other minor league clubs here in the state of Maine, with, of course, some of the way you guys do promotional things. I know you have Halloween at the ballpark tomorrow night. You guys are going to be doing Concourse Trunk or Treat. Got to be Frank Food Truck, Poppin' Bottles, Drink Tent, and also on Saturday, free admission for educators, as well as the school's out celebration for the Sanford Christian Academy night and Little League night on Sunday, the 14th. No theme first game, but free admission to Little Leaguers in uniform. So it looks like there's a lot of stuff for the families this weekend. I mean, I know you're a family guy, so you got to love that people can be able to bring their kids, and there's a lot more than just what's happening on the field for people to participate in down there in Sanford at Goodall.
Absolutely. They get into the game, certainly, but the extracurriculars that the park offers, it's a great family event to go and bring your kids to. And like you said, stay tuned online and check in our social medias, because there's a lot of good promotional events. I'm excited for the Halloween one. I may steal some of that candy. Yeah. My three-year-old.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, any costumes on the way into the park, Coach? You guys going to have the guys dress up on the way in, right, before they get in uniform, right, so you can have the best costume contest for you guys, too?
I may steal that. Yeah, that's a good idea. In the past, when we've gone to Martha's Vineyard, I've asked the guys to dress up as tourists, wear a big bucket hat.
That's awesome.
We have a little fun with it. So that's not a bad idea, Taylor. I may steal that one from
you. Hey, the kids would love it, man. I think that'd be great. I'm interested to see what kind of costumes you guys will see. I know it's like June, so it's a little bit warm. So I wonder if you'll get people going all out with, like, a full costume, or if it's going to be a little bit lighter, like Coach said. Maybe you're getting the tourist look, right?
Or maybe you'll get somebody who, goes all gym in the office with the three-hole punch.
Oh, yeah, right, exactly. Whatever, bang, you keep it simple. Simple, right? It's always, less is more.
It's scary, the possibilities of some of these knuckleheads. I don't know. Maybe I got to second guess this one.
Oh, goodness. Well, yeah, the Sanford Mainers are home at Goodall Park all this weekend. Tomorrow night at 6:30 against the Keene Swamp Bats. Saturday night at 6:30 against the Newport Gulls. And then a doubleheader starting at 4 against the North Adams Steeplecats. Nick Lopps, the manager of the Sanford Mainers, thanks so much for sharing a few minutes with us. We're excited to have you back for another summer of talking baseball.
My pleasure. I love it, guys. Thanks for all you do.
You got it. Happy to do it. Again, Nick Lopps, the manager of the Sanford Mainers. Phone lines will be open for you when we return. It's Middays with Mannix and Mannix and our Heidi's Brooklyn Deli Lunch Hour.